Three, two, one. Hello, and welcome to Fun Fact Friday. I'm your host, Leela.
And I'm your other host, David. I'm Leela's dad.
Fun Fact Friday is a weekly podcast where we discuss fun facts that we find online.
All of our fact sources will be in the show notes.
Before we get started, we have some quick news.
If you have any fun facts to share or have a correction for us, you can send them to mail@funfactfriday.com. We now have a donations page. We do the show for the fun of it, not the money, but it does cost money. If you'd like to help out with our server costs or just buy us an ice cream, visit funfactfriday.com and click donations. We have multiple options there. And last one, Rode Microphones is hosting a contest where independent podcasters like us here at Midas Media can win lots of great audio gear and software. We've submitted a 2-minute podcast, and it would be awesome if you could go vote for us for the People's Choice Contest. There will be a link in this episode's show notes. So, what is our theme for this episode, Leela?
Weird laws from all over the world. Mine are more focused on the USA and not
the world.
All around the world. But he has some more.
I found some more national. Worldwide. She went more local, I went more global.
My first is from New Hampshire. You can't use a false name at a hotel.
So do you think people follow that law? I mean, at the little, the cheap, seedy hotels? I mean, I'm sure the higher end ones, you normally have to secure the room with a credit card anyway. But I think that some hotels probably got defrauded and... You know, big hotel lobbied for that law to get passed. That one's not too crazy.
It's not too crazy. I have some weirder, crazy ones. Do you have a good one?
I've got a good one. Where was it? Let's see. And this one is in the U.S. In Texas, if you're going to commit a crime, you legally have to give 24 hours notice to the police, either orally or in written form. So
that sounds so dumb.
hey, police, yeah. I'm all gonna be up at the 7-Eleven tomorrow. Let's see, it's 7 now, so 8 p.m. tomorrow night. I'm gonna be at the 7-Eleven on Main Street, and I'm planning on robbing them with my pistol. So, just letting you know, so I can be on the right side of the law while I'm robbing these people.
I love your impressions. They're perfect.
Right.
He has his own podcast. You can go check that out after you're done listening to this one.
Yes, it's a Midas Pod. It's not for the kids all the time, though, so be careful on which episode you listen to. Okay. Let's see. I did the Texas one. Do you have another one for us?
I do. This one is in effect for California. A frog that dies in a leaping contest cannot be eaten and has to be demolished as soon as possible.
So, where is this? California?
California.
I guess frog leaping contests used to be more common.
I guess. I mean, how many times did this happen before it had to be made a law?
Right. Hey, your frog lost. Let's eat him. I've got one from California also.
Oh, really?
Yes, in Chico, California. Anyone who detonates a nuclear device within the city limits,
I don't know where this is going,
will be fined $500. That's so much money, $500. That's really got to be a good deterrent from detonating a nuclear device.
In North Carolina, bingo games can't last more than 5 hours, which is really good news because I find them very boring. But
Bingo's fun, but you're right. If the games can get really long and you can go a long stretch without winning, and it starts to get pretty bad.
All right.
Now let's go international now.
Okay.
Nice. In France, drivers are legally required to carry a portable breathalyzer in their vehicle. If you're caught without the gadget in your car, be expected to cough up 11 euros. That's, I mean, if it curbs drunk driving is a terrible, terrible thing. And, if, you know, having a law that says you have to have a breathalyzer in your vehicle, I'm sure that most cars sold there, if that's the law, they would probably already have one in the car when you bought it.
Yeah.
That would make sense.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't know if that's how it is, but yeah, it would make sense.
I wonder if that one's still in the books.
It's from Reader's Digest. Mm-hmm. And I don't see any dates on it, but who knows?
In Georgia, you can't live in a boat for more than 30 days. That's in a calendar year. So you can spend almost 59 legal days in a boat from December to January.
Mm-hmm, that makes sense.
So
calendar year part makes sense. The living on the boat part doesn't make... Why do they care if you live on a boat or not?
I don't know.
A popular law passed in England, it prohibits anyone to die in the House of Parliament, where they make the laws. There's no way to punish the person who breaks this law. I have another one from the United States, if you're ready for it.
I'm ready for it.
In Oklahoma, you are not allowed to have a sleeping donkey in your bathtub after 7 p.m.
Why is it after 7 p.m.?
I don't know. The website where I got this, fascinate.com. Nope, sorry. Factinate.com. Link in the show notes. Didn't have a lot of explanation of the laws or how they came about. It's just kind of a fun trivia site where you just read it and continue on. They did seem to have some links, though, for some of the stories. Here's another one from overseas. In Switzerland, flushing the toilet after 10 p.m. in an apartment building is illegal.
I can see how that's illegal because of noise.
It would be. That's what they say. It's considered noise pollution. Oh. The problem is if you have to use the bathroom after 10 p.m., and then you can't flush, then it would be air pollution.
Oh, true.
So it's air pollution versus noise pollution.
I mean, you could just cover your toilet in like saran wrap.
Do you have any more from the United States, Leela?
Yes, in Pennsylvania, it is against the law to tie a dollar bill on a string on the ground and pull it away when someone tries to pick it up.
That's a classic prank right there.
I know.
Get some fishing line, put a dollar bill on it. Some little kid comes by and sees it, and they just chase it across the whole way.
Yeah.
How about in Alabama, bear wrestling is illegal?
Oh, okay then.
That's one of those common sense laws.
Yes.
Again, I don't know if I feel like it should be illegal. That should just be one of those it'll sort itself out sort of things.
Yeah.
In Los Angeles County, California, ooh, it's illegal for a waiter at a restaurant to tell someone, "I'm really an actor." It became kind of a cliche thing in California. Every server at every restaurant or every bartender, once you start talking to them, they'll be like, "Well, I'm not really a server. I'm actually an actor. I just haven't gotten my role yet," or things like that. It became very cliche. Then. Yeah. So I guess they made it illegal.
I guess they did. In Massachusetts,
Massachusetts.
Gosh, if you are over the age of 16, you can't swear at the players or officials in a game. So like a football game.
Football game? Baseball game? Any game? So no running up to the referee at your kid's Little League game and cussing them out?
Apparently not.
The problem with swear word laws is that the law needs to determine what is considered a swear word, and most of them don't. They just say obscene language. But any word could be obscene if you use it a certain way.
Yeah.
Like when people say a word in place of another word, the word that they replaced it with is now the same for everybody because they know what you mean.
Yeah.
So, I've got one No high heels in Greece.
Okay.
The country, not the substance.
Obviously, no heels in Greece.
The reason on this one is they said that at certain ancient locations, the high heels could actually damage the site. They can actually damage the historical
flooring does check out.
And whatnot. They also said that food and drinks are banned at a lot of the ancient archaeological locations.
Yeah, I guess that.
Which makes sense. True. The workers found 60 pounds of gum under the seats of the theater that was built in 161 AD.
Oh, that's disgusting.
60 pounds of gum. That's a lot of gum.
60 pounds? I don't like that. No.
Just, here's our little public service announcement. Just put your gum in the trash.
Yes, please. No one likes to clean that up. Not even like the janitor. No, no one.
Mm-mm.
In Rhode Island, it is illegal to bite someone's arm off. Just run up to somebody and bite their arm off.
It's illegal to bite someone's arm off.
How many times did this have to happen? Why?
I thought that would be illegal anywhere.
True.
It's true.
But I'm guessing it's specifically codified
in the law.
In Rhode Island.
In Rhode Island. Is it Rhode Island? Rhode Island.
Yes, it's Rhode Island. The smallest state. The cutest state. It's tiny.
Let's see what else I have here. Oh, hey, I've got the Pennsylvania one with the dollar bill, too. I've got that on my list. In 2007, the Chinese government passed an absurd law which stated that it's illegal for Tibetan monks to reincarnate without the government's permission. How would they know? I mean, I don't purport to understand all of the ins and outs of reincarnation beliefs, but
yes.
I wouldn't think that would be something that they could detect. I don't know. That's a lot of these is how would you even know?
It's true. It's very true. Winnie the Pooh is banned in playgrounds and Poland?
It's in Poland.
It's some city in Poland. Because local authorities say Winnie Pooh is inappropriate. Winnie is inappropriate for little children because he is only wearing a t-shirt and no pants. So.
I've got another Rhode Island one. There's a lot in Rhode Island. I wonder if they're just messing with us. In Providence, Rhode Island, selling a toothpaste and toothbrush to the same customer on a Sunday is illegal.
What?
I don't know.
This does not make sense one bit. You should be able to do it every day of the week.
We're going to...
That's like Chick-fil-A is not open on Sundays. Why? Why is that a thing?
That's the company's decision, though.
True.
But to make it a law that you can't buy the same person... Can't buy toothpaste and toothbrush on the same day if it's on a Sunday. If it's on a Saturday, you're all good. But, which I guess North Carolina until recently had laws where you could not buy alcohol before noon on a Sunday. And some states have laws where you can't buy alcohol at all on a Sunday. So.
So I guess you can just ask your spouse to wait in the car, and I'm going to go grab some toothpaste and ask your spouse to go in and get you a toothbrush. So
that is a workaround.
True.
Also, I doubt anybody enforces it at the grocery store.
I doubt it.
Okay, sir, here we go. Here's your bread and your chicken breasts and your toothpaste and a ooh, no, sir. Not today. Oh, boy. Some of these are funny.
I know. Is there any more that we would like?
Let's see. I've got another one from Canada. Actually, two from Canada. If you're shopping in Canada, don't expect cashiers to accept stacks of coins as your sole method of payment.
Okay, why is that?
They are legally allowed to refuse excessive amounts of coins.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
So if you just came in with a bag of Canadian pennies and say, hey, this will pay for my entire meal.
Right. They are legally allowed to refuse you to accept that money.
Interesting.
I've seen videos where people have gone into the DMV and paid their car taxes all in pennies. I guess that sort of law.
That is weird.
Right. Well, it was a big protest type move where they wanted to, I really don't want to have to pay this, so I'm going to make it a pain for you to have to count all these pennies.
I've seen a video where someone gifted someone $100 million pennies to pay for their car or something.
Was that Mr. Beast?
I think so, yes.
That sounds like a Mr. Beast sort of thing to do.
Okay, well, do you have any more?
Let's see. Yes, I have the second Canada one, remember?
Oh, yes.
In Canada, any radio station that plays popular music must make sure that at least 35% of their content is Canadian artists.
Interesting.
Right.
That is...
And helps out the Canadian music scene and, little national pride for the Canadians there with some of their artists. A couple of good artists have come out of Canada. Not included in the good artists is Justin Bieber and Michael Bublé. Not a fan of either one of those. Mm-hmm. Celine Dion's got a really nice voice, but that Titanic song... Oh my gosh.
You don't My Heart Will Go On.
I dislike the Titanic song more than I dislike Cats.
Oh, wow. That's saying a whole lot.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. But that's not a fun fact. I have one more, and this is a really interesting one to me.
All right.
In Denmark, you can't just name your baby whatever you want. There is a pre-approved list of 7,000 names that you're allowed to name your baby.
Huh.
So, if you want to go with anything that's not on the 7,000 names list, you have to get government approval to name your child what you want to name them.
That is...
Isn't that odd?
It's odd. It's very odd.
Kind of crazy.
All right. Well, I think that's all the time we have here. So, I'm your host, Layla.
And I'm your other host, David.
And this has been Fun Fact Friday with Layla and David.
Fun Fact Friday is a Metis Media production. All rights reserved unless otherwise specified. Our theme music is written and recorded by...
me, Layla.
Be sure and come back next time, folks, for some more fun facts.
Have a great weekend.